I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fred Show is on.
Everybody, let's go!
Hey! Hi, everyone. Good morning. Wednesday, March 10th, the Fred Show's on. Hello, Kaylin.
Hello.
Hi, Jason Brown.
Hi.
Hello, Rufio.
Hello.
Hi, Paulina.
Hi.
Hi, Kiki.
Good morning.
Showbiz Shelley is here. Intern Benjamin, not Benjamin, is here as well. Baby Maeve is here.
Yay!
Hey, everyone. My sister just slid her on out.
Wow.
Oh, I love it so much.
Just said, now's a good time, and then boom. She just kind of pranced on out.
Oh, no.
Even hotter take, my sister grabbed the baby and pulled it out of herself.
Oh, so my cool. God.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian did that.
I mean, I've heard about it, but I didn't think that was my sister's thing. But
she's an icon.
She is. From this moment on. Like, you can never, like, watch how you talk to Amanda, okay? She pulled an entire baby out.
Yeah.
On her, of herself.
I mean,
like, what was Colin doing? Just,
I think he was passed out, being resuscitated. I think they were giving him the...
He's
the,
like, oh, March Madness is on.
CPR, yeah. They had to get that thing off the wall that you always wonder what it does, you know? Beep!
He was playing the guitar.
Yeah.
No, I guess Dr. Dude came in. It wasn't even her doctor. And he was like, want a mirror? And she's like, yeah. And then he was all into it.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, you want to... grab her, so her head came out, and they're like, all right, grab her. So she did,
wow.
Pulled her out.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oof.
I can't imagine.
No.
No.
That is such a flick.
My sister out here trying to be like Neanderthal.
That's
like,
cavewoman. That's what I said
right.
yesterday.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
She's like, might as well have been in a cave on all fours.
Exactly.
Giving birth.
We didn't even need the hospital,
no.
Man. She's like, forget it, I'll do it myself.
Literally.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Somebody
get
give me
here.
A scissors. Yeah, so she's here. She's 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
Oh.
Yeah, was that big or small?
It's like medium,
regular,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's exciting.
I said regular.
She's good.
Regular.
She's good.
Yeah.
Just regular, smegular.
Yeah. Super size.
I have the regular size, baby, please. Yeah. Thank you.
It's right in the middle.
I spoke to Polly yesterday. She's Rubble from Paw Patrol, so
yeah.
She can't be bothered.
Right. Can't tell her nothing.
No, she can't be bothered right
Rubble
now.
Rubble on the double. Let's go.
I said, she has no idea. She clearly has no idea what just happened.
Oh, my God.
Like, how her life has changed. Like, where's your sister? At the hospital.
Oh.
Like, yeah? You gonna go see her? I don't know.
Oh,
you don't know? I think you are. I think you're going to see her for the next rest of your life.
I was going to be there.
Anyway, She's a sassy little one, Miss Polly, though. I don't know why I'm so amazed that, and I talk to her probably three times a week, but I don't know why I'm so amazed when she can say a whole sentence that makes sense on her own. I don't know why that's like, it just blows me away.
Yeah.
She said something yesterday, because my mom's watching her, and it was like, hey, Mimi, I go, what are you having for dinner? She turns around and goes, hey, Mimi, what are we having for dinner? And I'm like, how did you do that? How'd you do that magic trick?
Right.
Those are real words in the right order. Properly conjugated. How did you do that?
Young scholar.
What were they having?
Right.
Cheese quesadillas.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Normally her answer is chips and queso and rice, no matter what we're really having, because that's just what she wants.
That's okay. Awesome.
It doesn't matter what restaurant we go to.
I was going
to
say, not mad at
we
that.
We could be going to a Chinese restaurant and be, what are we having, Polly? Chips, queso, and rice. Amanda goes, they don't have that here. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to go see this baby today. We're going to go see what's going on. Because, you know, I'm very natural. As Rufio knows, I'm very natural with babies. Extremely natural.
Oh, my
the picture
God.
Of me holding Ashland.
Like he's Michael Jordan palming
yeah.
the ball.
I just palm the kid. Man, I got roasted for that. I'm like, the kid was perfectly safe.
Yeah,
like,
what do I know?
Right. Don't hand me a baby, okay?
Of like all people. Cradling it in his forearm.
I feel him.
No, I just kind of one-handed the kid like this, and it's like, I kind of thought it was a pro move, to be honest with you. I kind of thought I was out here doing advanced. I thought I was in AP.
Oh, I thought you
baby heart. Holding.
Practice first with Maeve, and then you can hold my baby later.
Okay, good. Wow. I'll practice with my own, and then, yeah. It'll be fine. I'll just sit. I'm 43 years old, and like when Polly came, they're like, okay, now sit. You can sit.
Oh, no.
And then they like blanketed me with some sort of like, because they knew I didn't want to get crap on me, and then I don't know, and then they told me how to do it, support the head. I'm like, what the hell? I should have a teenager by now. I should have potty trained a kid by now. All the things that my sister has done that I haven't done. What kind of, I really like it. I'm beginning to feel really insecure about myself.
What?
I've never held a baby either. Paulina's will be the first one.
You've never held a baby?
Mm-mm.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't come naturally to me. It comes naturally to Colin, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
It does not come naturally to me.
I don't think my first reaction would be a one arm. I think I'm probably going to...
Well, my hand was basically half the size of Ashland.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to be terrified, so...
But no one seemed scared in the room with Rufio, Jess. No one, like, jumped. I mean, Rufio, Jess was in a bed. She just had surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, go ahead, Fred. I'm going to take a nap over here.
Right. No one said a word. I'm like, this seems to be working. Okay.
Paulina, she said you were nervous to hold the baby too. Ashlyn.
I was so nervous for some reason.
She was surprised.
Babysat, I've nannied, but I was like, this is like a fresh baby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now like the head's still formed.
Right.
It's forming. Yeah.
They don't have kneecaps.
They don't?
Babies don't.
Oh.
Sorry.
What nasty thing did you say?
I didn't say anything. She said they don't have kneecaps. I said neither do I. But that's
okay. Like
she talks about her kneecaps.
Yeah.
You have beautiful kneecaps.
Thank you.
I thought you were going for something else with that.
No,
we're talking about babies right now. Okay.
No, I saved that for the next hour.
Right. Well, yeah. That's right. The suits like it when we get nasty after 8. can you say the nasty till 7:30? Okay. Sure. That's fine. But thank you for all the nice messages yesterday. People, and everywhere I went, my mom even called me. Congratulations. I go, I didn't do anything.
Aww,
I mean, I'm an uncle again. That's exciting. I am excited, but I did nothing. I did nothing. So I don't get a people on my Instagram. Congratulations. It's very nice. To the family, I hope. To everybody. Mostly to them. Because they have to do everything.
Are you Uncle Christopher?
Bubba.
Oh, Uncle Bubba.
Mm-hmm. My sister called me Bubba.
Okay.
Bubby.
Okay.
Bubby.
Bubby.
Just Bubby. No Aww. Uncle. Yeah.
You're the godfather to Maeve too, right?
Apparently. Hmm. I think I got the double duty.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're most fiscally responsible. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Nice word, right?
Yeah, look at you. Fiscally. Wow, close. Fiscally.
Wow.
Spit that one out. Height. Height. I think so. My sister, I think she made her best friend godmother too. So I think it's the godparents to both. But my sister's best friend went, she has three kids, and named three different godmothers. And my sister was a little bent about that. Was like, why didn't I get all three? Like, why didn't, like, the first one was my sister, but then the other two have other godparents.
That's typically what you do in our family.
Oh, really?
They all have different.
Yeah, well, my sister has a different godmother than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For some reason, she was like, what do you mean? We're like, no, you're the godfather to both these kids, like, you know, or whatever, to all my kids. And she's the godmother to all the kids. Why would I make it confusing?
Especially if there's more than, like, if you have more siblings, you know what I'm saying? You want to.
Well, that's true. But she didn't make it. It wasn't her siblings. It was like her friends or something. But, yeah. You know, anyway. Okay. It's just more responsibility for me to usher more kids into the faith, you know?
Because,
yeah. You know, that's what I'm.
To the islands.
Yeah.
Right.
When people think of me, the first thing they think of is spiritual. Well, I am spiritual. First thing they think of is religious.
Yes. Yeah.
You know me. Those little girls are going to call me when they're ready to be introduced to the Catholic faith. And I'll tell them, well, you might want to think about it. We'll talk to my friend Jason Brown about it.
Yeah.
He was an altar boy, and he has some thoughts.
Tell you some things.
Yeah. Call Uncle JJ. He'll tell you about it. Trending stories, headlines after Doja Cat. Fred shows on.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, they talk better than they type.
They talk about it. Talk about it.
These are the radio blogs on The Fred Show.
Waiting by the phone. You don't want to miss this. It's new in a couple of minutes. Money with Showbiz Shelley. That's coming up as well. $950. Also, Game Show Wednesday. Definitely going to be Paulina and Kiki Karaoke on the way next hour. Let's do blogs, audio journals like we're writing in our diaries. I'll take this one. Dear blog. So my sister had a baby yesterday. Maeve is here. And we're very excited. I think she's done. So she has Polly, who's 3. We should now have Maeve. I'm going today to see this little baby. And I've shared this sentiment before, but I'm not sure if anyone else can relate to this. But my sister now is successfully married, 2 kids, got a house. You know, they're living this life together. And I am 7.5 years older than she is. And I have none of the, I have a house. I have a place to live. But I have none of these things. I don't have love. I don't have marriage. I don't have any children. And, like, as happy as I am and excited as I am for the things that are happening to her, I feel like they should have already happened for me. And I kind of feel like a loser.
No, no.
Stop it.
No, I'm serious.
Don't do it. Don't do
like, can anyone else relate to the fact that, like, I mean, but in your case, Paulina, your sister got married after you. You're having a baby before her. Like, you're doing things in the right order.
100%. But I never compared myself to my sister or my friends or anybody. Like, I just want to move on my own timeline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what I wanted in my 30s, and that's what I'm doing. And that's okay. And I feel like your time is going to come in a different way. And that's
like,
okay.
And, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not. This is a separate thought from being very happy.
Of course.
About it for our family, for them. And I celebrate that for them. But it's hard for me not to, like, driving away from my sister's wedding with my parents in the Uber. And I'm just like,
Yeah, two things to be true.
I guess I'll go home. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. These things I should have already done all these things. Now, granted, I shouldn't have because I haven't met the people or the person who I should be doing these things with.
And that's important.
In a perfect world.
Right.
But I'm also like, I mean, imagine if your sister, who's 13 years younger than you, Kaylin, went and did all this stuff.
No. You bet not.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Child bride.
She better not. But I mean, imagine if she falls in love in college, gets married, has a kid. All this happened in the next several years, and maybe it hasn't happened for you yet. Is there any part of you that would look at it and go, huh, I would have liked some of those things for me? Not that you're not happy for her, but you begin to reflect then on yourself and be like, man. You know, what must they think? Like, in their house, with their family, and all the grown-up things they're doing. They must be like, this idiot.
But you're not a loser. You're not, like, sitting at home doing nothing. You focus on your career at a young age, and look at you now, and you've done so many things in your life. It's not like you're living at home at your parents' house while your sister's living this grand old life. You've done stuff. You've accomplished so much.
No, you're right. Different things, right? But so have they. I don't mean it to come off as negative as it probably sounds. But it is a moment of self-reflection when these big life moments happen for other people. Because it's kind of like, you know, from the outside, I'm just the dude who is only like, somehow I got to keep myself alive and that's it. And at this point in my life, I should probably have a little more to speak for, a little more to show for it than I do. Ellen, hi, good morning.
Hi, Fred. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can. I'm just feeling a little self-conscious today, if anything. But not. But don't roast me. Not you. But don't roast me because I'm not happy. I'm also. It's just a moment to look in the mirror and go, oh boy. You know, I'm a little behind.
Look, Yeah, when I was 35, I broke up with a long-term relationship. I was so bummed. My brother, too, he's 4 years younger than me, has two boys, married his college sweetheart. Everything was amazing for him. And I was so like, it's never going to happen for me, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I took a year off. I went to Korea, came back, boom, a month later, met the man of my dreams. Aww. I'm 45 now.
There you go.
And I have a little girl. And you know what? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But I have single friends, and they are just as happy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Ellen. I think they probably look at my life and go, you know, that doesn't look so bad either.
Right.
So it's not that,
I mean, just setting with puppies, I
mean, come on. I mean, like, jet setting is generous.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't jet off with some puppies and save them right now. Well,
right?
You could, but you know, if that's what I go down as the jet setting puppy guy, then fine. I guess I can live with that. That's a
pretty cool thing. Right?
That's a reputation I can live with. But yeah, all right, Ellen. Well, thank you and congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Have a great day. We love you.
Yeah, thank you. Love you too. Appreciate it. No,
see,
again. Fred?
Yeah, that's a real. But but that's very honest of you to admit that, and to, because it's a very real thing. You know, in my family, my little brother married, two kids, beautiful family, owns his own business. You know, and then as a girl in the family, it's a lot of pressure. Why are you not married? Why you don't?
Oh God!
You know? But like, I'm Kiki, baby. Like I've been, you know what I'm saying, right. I'm busy. I'm doing stuff, and so are you. So don't feel that.
No, Rubio's right. I mean, I definitely have invested in other things.
Right.
But it's easy to sort of look at this and go, and by the way, what the funny thing is, I'm not even sure if that's the life that I want.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, I feel like I should have provided these things for my family because like my mom deserves to have a grandkid from me. I probably should have a wife or someone because again, my mom won't stay up at night wondering if someone's going to, you know, look out for me and what. There's just things I haven't done that I think I probably should have accomplished. And then I see my younger sister doing all these things successfully. And I'm so happy for her because we want them for her too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, man.
But you have accomplished things that your mother is so proud of,
so
bro.
Proud.
Like,
and also your sister could have six kids, right? You could have one child at 60. That child is going to be...
Oh, stop that.
That child's going to push everything away.
Hello,
stop everything
it.
To
I mean,
the
that's
side.
An excellent point.
That's right.
That's an excellent point.
Right.
More Fred Show next.
I mean, do I feel like this? Larry says we were... All right. Larry, go ahead. Hi. Good morning, Fred Show.
Hey, I just, like, I never call into your radio show, but I listen to you guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's horrible what you guys said to that woman, and that you're laughing at her because everybody has a tattoo that they regret.
Larry, I'm going to stop you right there. Everyone doesn't everyone doesn't have a tattoo they regret. That's not true. And why would
people who have tattoos have a tattoo that they regret?
Every single person who has a tattoo has one they regret.
I regret all of mine, but that's different.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah,
well, that's fair.
So that's the same. But I just I don't know why you guys are like, I don't want to say body, but shaming her because of his insecurities. It's 100% his insecurities.
But why are we putting someone's name in an arrow to our nether region, Larry? I mean, come on. That is, and she said it was funny,
but
so
you know,
we can laugh
but
at it.
You know
it
how
too.
I would take it is that I took Adam's cat. I took Adam's cat.
Oh,
so
I
you might have Adam's cat down there, but I took Adam's cat.
Nobody was shaming her. Nobody was shaming her, Larry. But if you're gonna do something like that, then and even she was saying that she thought it was funny. If you're gonna do something like that, then you better stay with Adam forever, or else people are gonna laugh. Come on, man. Come on,
well,
Larry.
Laughing is one thing, but but making fun of her for putting it on her body is a different thing. Completely
should
different.
We brand ourselves with someone's name in general? Like even if it's not on your cooter, like I don't
Larry,
agree with that in general.
Right.
Probably not a good practice.
Larry, you understand what you're defending
that's
right
the
now.
Number one thing with tattoos is that you don't put someone's name on your body. Like every like,
right, that's
unless
what I'm
it's
saying.
A child,
which was
you don't
point.
Put someone's
Larry.
Name on your body.
Right,
Larry,
but she
Larry,
did that.
Larry,
but
I love you,
did
but
it,
I love you, Larry.
There.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I hear you.
I
hear
you.
But you're going to stand on business for somebody who got a thing that says
right
Adam's cat pointing at the thing. You're gonna right. that's what you're gonna stand on, Larry.
it's not that I'm standing on it. I didn't like the way that you guys were speaking to her about it. Oh, Larry. That's what I'm standing on. Like, I don't agree with, you shouldn't put someone's name on your body. It happened. It's there. But normally you guys always, I always feel like you guys are on the right side of things. I don't think you're on the right side of things today.
Okay.
I don't think that you should have stuck up for him. You know, wow. It's 20-something okay. years old. It's her ex-husband. Like, come on, man. Like, have some, you know, some BA, you know.
Some what?
Man up.
Man up?
Oh, I was, yeah, man hey, up.
What do you want to say, Kiki? You
get the no, I just
want to, Larry, do you have a tattoo near your cat? Because I got some bad tattoos.
I don't have a cat, and I don't have a tattoo near my cat.
But my ex-wife you were smarter than her.
My ex-wife has my name on her.
And
guess what? She's happily remarited.
Oh. See, this sounds like something, Larry. Yeah, this is a little personal for Larry in some way. Right. Yeah. Anyway, hey, Larry, thanks for the call, man. I
love you, buddy.
Thank you, Fred.
Appreciate
thank
you.
All man. You guys.
Appreciate
you. We love you, Larry.
Agree to disagree.
It's the Fred Show. Do you have what it takes to battle?
You're definitely going to be Paulina.
Pero not today.
Hey. It's time to play the game. Paulina's game. Sing your song now. Let's go, huh?
It's time to go crazy for this game because I only got two left in me. And then I'm going to be gone for a little bit. I'm going to miss you guys so much. It'll make me cry again.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, don't cry.
I don't want to cry.
Don't worry because
don't cry.
I know you're going to be gone for a few weeks because you're having baby Gabriella. And I know we're not allowed to like make you work, which we wouldn't. But we might call Javi and then you might be in the background. And then we might ask questions that you might answer.
I love it.
Because the people must know, you know, how things are coming along. With you and motherhood.
Yes, mother will be mothering. I'll be crying. I'll be feeding. I'll be changing. I'm doing everything.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I got a lot of my hands these days.
Yeah, no, I suspect it will be very busy.
It will be. I'm excited, but I'm scared.
But we don't have to worry right now. Don't be scared. It'll be fine.
You got this.
Hey, I'll tell you what I told my sister before her first baby. Much dumber people than us have raised children successfully.
It's true.
And it's a fact.
That is very true.
You're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Nancy's here. Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Nancy, welcome. Tell us about you, please.
Well, I'm just getting ready to go into work, and a fun fact about me is I used to be a DJ at 93.9 Light FM.
You did?
What?
Nancy, the DJ?
I did.
When was this?
probably, let me think, in the early 90s.
Early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Give us a little sample. It was like, hey,
yeah,
it's Nancy.
Voice.
It's Nancy the DJ, 93.9 Light FM.
Okay.
Here's Michael Bolton.
Okay, let me see here. It's just a little after 8. Glad to have you with me today. I'm Nancy Keller on Light FM 93.9 WLIT FM Chicago.
Oh, yes! My.
Whoa.
Okay.
I listen.
Oh, my. Okay. Nancy. Somebody get Mick Lee on the phone. Let's hire this lady back.
Right?
You want to come back to our
please.
Our scummy business?
Oh, my
business?
God. Totally.
Yeah, I think we can make it happen. That sounded very good. I would hire you. God, I would. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Can you believe that? Nancy right there. Let's play the game, though, Nancy. Let's see if you know stuff about stuff. These are general knowledge, just general trivia questions against our beautiful Mariposa, Paulina. We never know what she's going to say or do or anything. So that's the fun of the game. And but no one's a loser on this game either, except for Paulina. So 72 and 76 is her record. Let's go, guys.
All right. Good luck.
All right. With all due respect.
Thank you too.
Paulina, adios, mi amiga. Vámonos. Okay, here we go. Nancy, the DJ, question number one. What is the name for the feeling of having experienced something before?
Deja vu.
May the force be with you is a famous line from which movie?
Star Wars.
A sommelier is an expert in what?
Three. Two.
You got me on that one.
Okay. What kind of natural disaster is measured by the Richter scale?
Earthquake.
And which decade is the show Stranger Things set in?
Three. Just guess. Two.
The
80.
That's a four. Oh, wow. That's a good score. Wow. Great guess, too. Look at this. Nancy the DJ is good at this game. A four.
What?
Nancy the DJ got a four.
Oh, Nancy.
Okay, you ready?
Nancy, yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one for you, Paulina. Okay. What is the name for the feeling of having experienced something before?
Deja vu.
That's right. Woo! May the force be with you is a famous line from which movie?
The one that Fred and I have never seen, Star Wars.
Yes, right. A sommelier.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, see, Nancy the DJ, look, you gotten this far in your life, so have I. I'm not watching it.
No.
And I'm also not going to Trader Joe's either, because those are two things that everyone else has done that I haven't done, and it's a conversation starter, and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. A sommelier is an expert in what?
Wine.
Yes.
What?
Wow, you bougie. What kind of natural disaster is measured by the Richter scale?
Earthquake.
Yes.
Let's go.
And in which decade is the show Stranger Things set?
Oh, boy. I want to say this. 80s.
The 80s. An outright win.
Yes.
Now, a tie always goes to Brian, but that was an outright win. Win number 73. Now, Nancy, you did a great job, and I really am impressed by your DJ prowess. And hey, look, well, I'll call Mick Lee. I'll put in a good word for you, Nancy the DJ, okay?
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I can do it. Look at that. I could tell from the very beginning. This woman had the diction of a professional. I could tell from the very moment I started talking to her. Hang on one second, Nancy. Thanks for listening. Have a good... By the way, she's a DJ, and she chooses to listen to this crap. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't miss it. Every single day, by the way, your niece is adorable, Fred.
Thank you. My sister and her husband make really good-looking kids. There's no doubt about that. So, which means I think mine would probably be ugly. Like, you know what I mean? Because if, you know, she makes good-looking kids. We can't all make good-looking kids, can we?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we
can't.
Well,
it depends who you marry. It depends who you have a kid with.
That is, well.
You don't got to marry them, Fred.
That would be the challenge, Nancy. But anyway, hey, hang on a second, and thank you for listening.
Of course. Have a great day.
Look at that. We are officially... We have been given an endorsement by a part of Chicago radio history. You hear that?
Yes.
Next thing, Jobo's going to call up here and try and play the game.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Come through, Jobo.
Can you imagine? Jobo. I think Eddie probably would call up here. He probably has called up here and played the game. Probably.
Big fan, I heard.
Yes, and we love him. Kiki Karaoke is up next. And we got... We got songs inspired by Lollapalooza and, current events.
Okay.
So we're ready to go.
All right.
855-591-1035. All you have to do is tell us whether you think the Kiki will get the lyrics to these songs right or wrong. Very simple game. Call now. We'll play in 2 minutes after tape.
The Fred Show is on.
Everybody, let's go.
All right, guys, vacay a day. We've got the hookup, a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort with flight provided by Spirit. You could experience a high-speed coaster ride alongside Jurassic World Velociraptors and encounter the magical creatures in the wizarding world of Harry Potter and more with the flights provided by Spirit. I'm looking for Esmeralda Garcia from Chicago. Esmeralda. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Where is beautiful Esmeralda? You've got 10 minutes and 35 seconds.
Hey.
Just call, please, right now. I almost gave out her phone number. That would have been bad. 855-591-1035. If you know Esmeralda Garcia, or if you are Esmeralda Garcia, you've got 11 minutes, okay? 10 minutes and 35 seconds to call us and get this trip to Orlando. So, everybody, Esmeralda Garcia, I'm looking for you. Call now. Go to Orlando. Fred Show is on.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, Every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.